I've been John Yule. Mike Coates to follow. Mike.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Back again with Swing Time for Tuesday, the 4th of November, 2025. And my thanks to colleague John Yule for guiding us safely down the primrose path. And it's Mike Coates filling in now for the rest of the programme. And my opening track consisted of a group led by an expatriate American. Well, he was an expatriate American at the time. It was Spike Robinson. And the name of the track was One Good Turn, with Spike Robinson tenor, Bobby Wellens tenor, Alan Barnes tenor. The pianist was John Pierce. Leon Clayton played bass, and Bobby Worth was on drums. The arrangements were by a friend, an American friend of Spike Robinson's, Wayne Scott. It was recorded in London on the 5th of March 1997. The album title from which that track was taken might well have given the theme to my presentation today, Tenor Madness, amply demonstrated by the three British musicians on the track, although one of them was sat out on, in fairness, if you were straining your ears to catch him, and that was the very, very much missed John Barnes. Before we get into the rest of the presentation, I want to play what is rather an unusual format for jazz. Nothing unusual about the makeup of the group, which is the Paul Chambers Sextet, and nothing unusual about the composition. It's a track called Four Strings. Although meaningfully, it does play a large part in the difference that we're going to hear. Paul Chambers, we normally hear, great bass player, playing conventional bass, finger plucking. But on this track, we hear him playing arco bass, i.e. that's with a bow, to people who are not aware. It was recorded in the Van Gelder Studios in Hackensack, New Jersey, on the 19th of May 1957, with David Byrd trumpet, Clifford Jordan tenor, Tommy Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers, as mentioned, on bass, and Elvin Jones on drummer. And drums. A drummer, incidentally, who Tubby Hayes thought was the loudest drummer in in the history of jazz. So here is the Paul Chambers Sextet with Four Strings. We'll be right back. fine trumpet playing from Donald Byrd, not David Byrd, as I announced at the start of the trike. Over the past 2 or 3 weeks, I have included some latter-day Count Basie recordings, all of which were organised by Norman Grant. These were not always with people that we associate with Count Basie, and the results, I think, were very interesting and very entertaining. I understand that they were going on for 30 of these albums that Grant's arranged, and the one we're going to hear, which is Count Basie with Zoot Sims, I believe was one of the best, and especially the track we're going to hear. It's Hardav, H-A-R-D-A-V, with Count Basie and Zoot Sims, Count Basie piano, Zoot Sims tenor, John Hurd on bass, and Louis Belson at the drums. Recorded in the RCA Recording Studios in New York City on the 9th of April 1975. Hardav. Thank you. The album title, I think, says it all. Basie and Zoot Sims. Well, if you like your blues somewhat more down to earth, we go to another tenor player who, although certainly could make his just sweet and romantic, he knew how to be down and dirty too. Here he puts in some mean blowing behind blues singer Walter Brown. This is a 1949 recording under Walter Brown's name, and the makeup of the group are Walter Brown vocal, Ben Webster tenor, J. McShann piano, Herman Bell guitar, Lloyd Anderson on bass, with Jesse Price on drums. It was recorded in Kansas City on the 1st of November 1940, and it's called Nasty Attitude.
You something, baby, and I sure hope you'll understand. Yes, I'm gonna tell you something, baby, and I sure hope you'll understand. I'm tired of you taking all my money and playing me for a monkey man. Yes, I'm tired of your jiving and your nasty attitude. Yes, I'm tired of your jiving and your nasty attitude. Why don't you straighten up, pretty mama, and try to do the things you should? You're taking my hard-earned money, giving it to your outside man. That's why I'm gonna tell you, baby, and I sure hope you'll understand. I may not be no Casanova, but I ain't no monkey man.
No out-and-out classic jazz performances in my playlist today, but coming up, two stride pianists who over the years have done much to keep the spirit of the early professors alive. These are the professors, of course, from Harlem, such as The Beatle, James P. Johnson and Fats Waller. First on stage is Ralph Sutton, playing the composition of another pianist, George Shearing, with Lullaby of Birdland. The group consists of one other person, George Barnes on guitar. No, not that one, the other George Barnes. Here they are, recorded at Sonny's Rendezvous in Aspen, Colorado, sometime in 1966. Lullaby of Birdland.
Thank you.
George Barnes and Ralph Sutton there. The second tickler, as they were known in the trade, is not so well known, although on the face of it he has a pretty well known name in jazz circles. Although born in Baltimore, US, Joe Turner chose to settle in Europe in 1948. It may be that due to this preference for European domesticity, his pianistic exposure was somewhat limited, thus stifling musical opportunities which otherwise might have come his way. In any event, a fine pianist, as shown here, playing a rather special Fats Waller composition, Honey Hush, which was composed in Sheffield, right here in our own city. Honey Hush, that's Joe Turner on piano. It was recorded on the 2nd of December 1961 in a place called Shears, which is in Switzerland. Honey Hush. This is Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. And this is Swing Time, the regular Tuesday afternoon jazz, swing and blues music show. Mike Coates presenting this second hour. We're back to including the rank, some musicians in the ranks of the tenor players now. And this is a large studio band. I don't think it was a regular band, perhaps a rehearsal band, which may have entertained folk from time to time. I am intrigued by the track that we're about to play because I've not been able to satisfy myself as to the connection between these two musicians, although apparently, and I've not been able to track it down, they did perform together on a 12-inch album. So, who are we talking about? Well, the name of the composition is Oscar and Pete's Blues. The Oscar is most certainly Oscar Peterson, and the Pete is a composer, or better known as a composer, I think, Pete Ruglow. His band, or his orchestra, I think it would be a better description, here comprises Maynard Ferguson, Pete Candoli on trumpets, Frank Rossellino, Herbie Harper, Milt Bernhardt on trombones, George Roberts bass trombone, John Cave, Vince Cave and Vince DeRosa on flugelhorn, sorry, on French horn, Clarence Corella, tuba, Ronnie Lang on alto and flute, Harry Klee, also on alto and flute, Dave Pell and Gene Cipriano are the tenor players, Chuck Gentry on baritone, Larry Bunker plays vibes and timpani, Russ Freeman, the pianist, although I should also mention that Pete Ruggalow did perform on piano on some of the tracks on this album. Howard Roberts plays guitar, Joe Mondragon on bass, Shelley Mann on drums, and Pete Ruggalow arranged, conducted and composed alongside Oscar Peterson, Oscar and Pete's Blues, recorded in Los Angeles on the 11th of July, 1956. Here's Pete Ruggalow with a tribute to his friend Oscar Peterson.
Thank you.
That was taken from the album Music for Hi-Fi Bugs. If you think that there were some Stan Kenton-ish touches in there, it's as well to remember that between 1945 and 1949, Pete Rugolo was Stan Kenton's chief arranger. In June 1954, tenor player Sonny Rollins was recording with a Miles Davis quintet lineup. In this group, Rollins contributed three tunes which became jazz standards, each in its own way. They were Airy Gin, Doxy, and Oleo. So to make the selection easier for me, I have opted for the non-Rollins composition by George Gershwin, But Not For Me. So, here is, with all members of the group on top form, But Not For Me, played by the Miles Davis Quintet. Miles Davis trumpet, Sonny Rollins tenor, Horace Silver piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clarke drums. Recorded in New York City on the 29th of June 1954, But Not For Me. Thank you. Sonny Rollins and Miles Davis. Last week, I went out with a long version of Turner Parish's hit for the Erskine Hawkins Orchestra, After Hours. I thought this week we would use it again. And yes, with a tenor player who is Illinois Jacquette. After Hours.